This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. And in a couple of days, I'm going to be hanging out with some people, and one person I'm going to be hanging out with, and we're going to be prowling. I don't know what we're going to be doing. She's got stuff she's got to do, too. But we're going to be prowling out there. We're going to be doing things. We're going to be taking names. We're going to be hurting people. Well, not hurting them in the most literal sense. We're going to be having fun, and we're going to be tracking down that initial week, all of those guests of the week of the weaponized woman. I am talking about my foiling crime in that particular endeavor, and that is Tatiana Whitlock. Good evening.
Good evening.
You know, the other day, it snowed 2 inches down here. And I know you're in Maine, which is the Great White North. When it snows 2 inches in the upstate of South Carolina, everything stops, including interwebs.
Yes. Yes. Well, here's the thing. The Norris, when we love making fun of how you guys can't handle the snow. Yeah. But let me just give you, to you honestly, we can't handle the heat. We get a couple days of your normal summer, and we have cooling centers, and it's a state of emergency. People die because they don't have air conditioning. I mean, we can't handle the heat. We don't have the infrastructure for that, just like you guys don't have the infrastructure for snow. So nobody in my family is throwing stones, I got to tell you, because we know what it means to not have the gear or the know-how. And every year, the first giant snowstorm we get, we all drive like we live in Georgia, because everybody forgets how to drive in snow, and it's the most atrocious and embarrassing scene on the road.
But I was stationed in Europe for 3 years. I don't have any problem getting around or anything. I always manage to keep a front-wheel drive car. That's all you need is a front-wheel drive car. And, but everything else here, I mean, and if now I don't know about up there, but down here when they call for snow, if you're trying to find milk, eggs, or bread, well, you're in big trouble. You're just not going to find it. It's just not going to happen. So anyway, I just thought I would point that out. Every picture I've seen of Tatiana here lately, she's always like in some snowdrift up to her waist.
And it's not hard when you're 5 foot two, you know.
Well, I mean, but that's still 2 feet deep that you're in snow. And I mean, the other thing is that. You're always smiling about it, and I did my time on that, Tatiana. Anyway,
I know.
We're going to be roaming, picking up these ladies and doing some video stuff with them, right?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're going to run into Jen Jackson, Tina Martin Mims, and Melissa Gilliland. We've got the ladies from A Girl and a Gun, Juliana Crowder and Robin Sandoval, who are all going to meet up with us over the course of the week at SHOT Show. So we'll be finding them. We've got appointments with them, and we'll be able to catch up with them in person. And they're all super excited. The feedback they all received from last week's programming was phenomenal, and they're really excited to be able to do something on film with us.
Cool. Cool. Now, that's pretty cool. Now, another pretty cool thing that happened today, which I don't know exactly how this affects you, because you're one of these people that's affiliated with both companies, but you are an agency arms asset, and you're also beloved of Nighthawk, and today they dropped the Agent 2.
They did indeed drop the Agent 2, which has been in the works for quite some time. Pretty much since we finished the Agent 1, work began on the Agent 2, and I have to say, I'm pretty impressed with the way this came out. It looks so sophisticated and intelligent, and just the collaboration of all of the companies involved, including folks at Cerakote and Hillbilly 223 and Railscales, in addition to Nighthawk and Agency, all of those companies came together to put this, to put this gun together, and it's spectacular. I cannot wait to get mine.
Well, see, this is the thing. I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm looking at this, and it's a full-size 1911, and it comes in 45.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does, and I'm thinking, I don't. Is this going to be one? Is this going to be a 50? A 50 build again?
No, this is a production gun. This is something that's in inventory that they're going to be shipping. They've been taking orders. So this is not a limited edition gun. This is a gun that is now part of the Nighthawk lineup. Now, they may keep it in the lineup for a year. They may only allow it to be up there for so long, but this is not a limited quantity. This will be made for as many folks as want them. So this is the unobtainable that's now attainable through Nighthawk. The demand was so phenomenal. We did that 50... piece launch last year of the concept, and we had thousands of people wanting them. And this is the answer. This is the firearm that's that next step in the evolution and that you can actually get your hands on.
See, I'm going to have to take Mark Stone aside when nobody's looking at him saying, hey, man, just exactly what do I, who I got to kill to get one of these off you? What I got to do? I mean, because this gun, the thing about this collaboration is that you have two titans in the gun industry. You've got Nighthawk is there for, I mean, they do everything but mine the actual elements themselves. Everything else, you know, they're cutting it out of bar stock and everything else. And you got guys with little itty bitty round files filing off rough edges, and it feels like the rail is electromagnetic when you run it the first time. And it's just absolutely phenomenal the way that gun feels, just straight out of the box. And then you got Parks and Agency Arms, where they take good guns that are out of the box, that are, you know, have that uniform sort of manufacturing out there, where they're good, but they could be better. And then they exceed could be better. And it's a really interesting mix, those two, what they put together and what they come out with.
Yes, it is. And again, it's just intelligent. The decisions they've made, the way they've put this together, the way they've crafted it, and the fine attention to detail, it's just an example of the meticulousness that both companies embody. And they spent the time, and they did it right. And I'm just so proud of this particular firearm.
That is it looks to me. And I like the Agent One. I thought it was I actually sort of like a commander size 1911 myself. And but this one, this looks more. It shows more of the agency collaboration. Have you held one yet?
I have. I've held the prototype.
Okay.
I have been down to Nighthawk, so I have seen this as it has been percolating,
right.
And I've watched it evolve. So I get to meet mine, I believe, at SHOT Show. Mine should be in the case, and I cannot wait.
Now, Mr. Fisher, he likes these things too, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and it's largely, you know, we can all point fingers at whose fault it is that we got all these companies in the room, and Steve was one of the people who was a big influence in bringing these parties together. They've all known of each other. They've all respected and admired each other's work. So Steve, being a huge advocate of all of these groups, was instrumental in bringing them together and making this happen.
We're going to run out of time here in this segment, but I do want to ask you about this when we get back, and I'll let you think about this one, and we'll also do some other stuff that I've been thinking about. But isn't it sort of odd in the modern era where the double stack is the king, where the polymer gun is the king, that you, Steve, all these other people, when they're saying, what would the love child be? And who would the parents be? What would you want the love child to look like? And who would the parents be? That they go back to the venerable 1911, which is supposed to be, you know, if you listen to, I was doing this earlier in the show, if you carry one of those and it's only single stack, it's going to get you killed. So in the street, that's one of the myths and lore that's out there. But it's odd that I see this kind of thing pop up. And we'll talk about when we get back. Tatiana Whitlock. She's now affiliated with the Girl in the Gun. She's an asset with Agency Arms. She is a product developer, I think, of some sort with Nighthawk Custom. In addition to the other stuff you do, also with Aimpoint and everything else, she's going to be all over the place doing all kinds of things at SHOT Show, in addition to going around with me, and I don't know what kind of trouble we're going to get in. I hope you have some bail money.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, we're going to head into the first break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Tatiana Whitlock, we're going to talk, we are going to get to the weaponized woman part, but there's a lot of things that she knows about that I don't know about, and one of those that I asked her about before we went to break was, how is it that when we want to take a gun that is at its zenith and take it beyond that, why is it that we, all of the top minds seem to migrate to the 1911 in the form of the Nighthawk? Why is that? Besides the obvious facts.
Well, besides, you've shot them, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, Nighthawks, I've never shot any of the agents, though.
Oh, well, we'll fix that, Bill. We'll fix that very quickly.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. When you get to drive in a really, really, really nice car, it's really kind of hard to go back to the Corolla. Mm. And that's the reality. I mean, when you have experienced a firearm that's production, but production is defined by a company like Nighthawk in that you have a one gunsmith who's dedicated to that particular piece of equipment. In the fine art world, we call that a piece of art. Right? In the gun world, we call that a 1911. And no, not all 1911s are made equal, but when we're talking about the work that comes out of agency, that's a lot of personalized attention onto one firearm and the artistry that's involved in that. And Nighthawk is what Nighthawk is. The experience of a Nighthawk is so precise and so tuned and so smooth and buttery because it is that well made. And so when you talk about what makes the zenith of these firearms and coming together, you're taking the best qualities of both of those brands and putting them together into one firearm. Not only are you taking their craftsmanship and artistry, but you're taking their engineering skills and their attention to detail and their knowledge of how the machines work, right down to the way that the grips are textured so that as you're shooting, it's actually biasing the gun more firmly and tightly in your hands, not just having a texture that grips into you, down to the details in the trigger, the way the serrations align with the proportions of the gun itself. All of those things have been considered. So this is not we're just going to slap some cool stuff on this firearm and call it good. There were months and months that went into making sure that this was as perfect as they could make it, both in its design and in its execution.
But with a Nighthawk gun, Mark Stone doesn't make decorations. He and the gunsmiths just are tickled pink if you take them out and run them like dogs. So since I've never messed with one of the agency guns beyond holding it, one of the agents anyway, is this gun, would this be like a highly premium fighting pistol?
I don't see why not. I mean, it's absolutely viable for that option. The 1911 was a standard for a fighting pistol for a very, very long time. And for many people, it still is. I carried and still do carry the Nighthawk T4 on a regular basis. And the reason for that is it was the first Nighthawk I ever got. And I fell in love with it because it was just the most perfect fit for my hands. And the results were phenomenal, which made me love shooting it, which made me shoot it a heck of a lot more, and I trained with it quite a bit. It became my go-to gun because I was just so in tune with that machine. And that's the firearm I want to have if I ever had to be called upon to use it, the one I know inside and out, the one that's an extension of what I want to do with it. It's not about, you know, is it going to hiccup on me? Because it's not. Because I know this beast, and it's mine. So that became my go-to carry gun for a very long time, and I still love it. And all of the reasons that people say you shouldn't be able to if you're a woman because it's heavy and it's limited capacity and all of those silly things, it's only as good a fighting gun as you are a fighter with it. So if you're going to carry, you know, 18 rounds, but you can't hit the broadside of a barn, I'd much rather have my 1911 than I can be laser beam perfect with.
Right.
So it's more about you than about any of those other things. And it absolutely, absolutely is a viable option. But it depends on you.
Well, the first time I ever saw you shoot was in some, it was in a drill, and I think you were carrying the T4.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I thought was, when I saw that, was that this simply is not, that this is not what I would see for the first choice for women for a gun. But then again, I didn't know anything about you at the time, so I was out there, you know, not knowing. I was ignorant. So, hold that against me. But the other thing I thought was I knew that I'd never handled one of these guns before. I didn't know anything about them. But I knew that they were immensely premium. So I thought maybe there's more to this than meets the eye. I did not know what caliber you were shooting, but it didn't matter because whatever it was, I didn't want to be in front of it. But I remember seeing that's the first time I ever saw you shoot. It was in some – Fisher was running you through a drill with somebody else, or maybe he was in the drill with you and you guys were being run by somebody else. And I know that you probably have done that a number of times, and you just can't say, oh, yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, I know exactly what you – I get that. But
no, actually, I do. That was one of the episodes on Trigger Time.
Was it?
A great one.
Yeah. Okay. I also remember that I figured what you were doing was as far as when you were putting the – you reholstered like it was a sword.
Oh, yeah.
I'd never seen that drag. I'd never seen that drag across like it was a scabbard and then redirect it straight up and, you know, pivot and go straight up and down. I'd never seen that before. Which probably means it's probably good. It's probably the reason, the fact that I never tried to do that. Or the fact that I wasn't doing it that way probably makes me wonder why I don't have, like, this ditch-shaped scar on the outer sweep of my thigh.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, I tend to do things the same way. And, you know, my reholstering is a result of teaching people how to reholster on a regular basis. And having to be really meticulous in the way you're demonstrating things is just, and that is how you should do it anyway, but it's become habitual. And primarily when you're clearing cover garments, you need to have as visual a sweep and a clear as you can before you make the physical movement back into the holster, whether it's appendix or on your hip. So it does look kind of like that when you describe it, because it works and it's consistent and it's consistently safe.
Yeah, that reminded me of a samurai. Because a samurai lays the back of his sword on the back of his scabbard, drags it across until he feels that he feels the tip start to drop in, and then he just pivots and drops it in. So that's what it reminded me of. So don't tell Steve I said that. I don't want to give him any big head or nothing. Don't tell him I said that. Don't tell him I said that. You can find Tatiana Whitlock. You're back on Trigger Time TV, right?
I took a season off because I needed to spend some time with my kids. The filming and the timing just didn't work. And people have been asking me and panicking. No, I'm still with Trigger Time TV, and we'll be at least another two seasons we have committed with Troy, and we've got some fantastic material lined up.
Good. Check her out at Trigger Time TV. We'll talk about where that's at and what she does on there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I don't know who any of you are, but I want to do a shout out to some of you guys before we get back to Ms. Whitlock here. I want to know who all these people that are listening to the podcast are that are in Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, the United Kingdom. I think the Netherlands would probably be Air Force. But I want you guys to know that all of you, all the places there, you're outdoing Canada. You're beating Canada into the tundra. And thank you all for the support. If you're all American military, well, of course, I have been stationed somewhere far away from home as well. And I hope this gives you a slice of something that you enjoy. My guest this hour is Tatiana Whitlock from literally everything. Do you even know how, when it's tax time, how do you list your employer?
Well, technically, I would be considered self-employed,
okay,
as well as with Gap Marketing. So
okay,
when you have the opportunity to work with all of these different brands, then your brand is, your company is you.
Right, but it's just hard to track it down all that stuff.
My tax guy just smiles and nods and asks me if I'm caring, and I smile and I nod, and then I hand him the paperwork. And
just not going to tell you.
There's not a lot more words, you know.
Just make sure you don't make no mistake on my taxes, okay? And then you'll find out if I'm caring or not. Make a mistake, find out. Make a mistake, find out. Anyway.
No, then he asks me for lessons, and it's all good. It's a good thing.
You have such a low bar. I mean, it's just so easy. I mean, I think it's nice that you have the nice good graces that it's easy to get into. And then sometimes with some people, I think that bar should be raised a little higher. Anyway. Anyway.
Now, there's an evil chuckle, Bill. It does happen.
Now, I know about, well, I've never asked you about this, but I know about all kinds of pistols that you run. I do not know what kind of a rifle is your, I don't know, your let's go boogie rifle. What would be the one that you're going out the door saying, I feel the bloodlust rising and I'm going to go satisfy it now? Which is the one that you're going to take?
I have two
Radian rifles from Radian Weapons. And I love them. I get one complaint from folks when I hand them my gun, and it's that it's heavy, and then I have to smile because I'm 5'2", 125 pounds, and these are grown men who are complaining about a quote-unquote heavy rifle. So you kind of chuckle under your breath, and like, and they man up and brush off the man card and then run the gun. But I absolutely love that rifle. I have used it. I've got probably 8 to 10,000 rounds through it right now in a number of different carbine classes and shoot house programs, low light programs in the shoot house and on the range, as well as using it as a training tool, both as a demo gun and as a gun that I will readily put in my students' hands so that they can experience what a really well tuned piece of equipment looks and feels like. And I have had an incredibly good experience with this particular firearm, and my students have as well. I have the Model 1 rifle by Radian, and I have loved it. You know, it's funny, I had a young man who was in my youth program, and he got to the point where he had outgrown his Ruger 10/22, and I had my carbine with me, and I was like, all right, you know, we're going to give something a try. And he'd been running the drills and running the exercises, and we were doing movement drills, and his Ruger 10/22 was cute and all, but I was like, I'd like for you to try my rifle and see what you think. So I had this young man who's 11 years old sling up this rifle, and he shot a clean course of fire with this gun. It was the most beautiful thing to watch. So, I mean, the right piece of equipment, good quality pieces of equipment in people's hands make an incredible difference, and I've been very happy with it. So if zombies attack, yes, Bill, this would be the gun that I would go to without hesitation. And, of course, it's equipped with Surefire lights, and it's got the new Compam 5 on the from Aimpoint on there, and it's got some Aimpoint mounts and all the good goodies on it, Geissele triggers and things like that that make you happy. So it's all tuned up and makes me happy.
Now, I know you're going to giggle now because I've never heard of Radian. I've got to look these guys up. I've never heard of Radian. I'm presuming this is an AR-type rifle.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay. Radian Weapons, radianweapons.com.
I don't know why I thought you were a Bravo company person.
Oh, I love Bravo, too. I love Bravo, too. I mean, once you have one black gun, you can't just have one. You have to have a bunch of them. And so, you know how that goes.
Okay.
Some women go for shoes. I go for rifles.
I understand. This is why I want you to go with me to Spike's Tactical. I can just, you know, you come walking up. I mean, they might recognize me if they've done, like, a search. But they'll recognize you anyway, and I can just imagine. I just want to sit back and just watch them go, hey, we'd like to build you a gun or two.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. So, anybody, you know, on Valentine's Day, don't bother with flowers for you. Don't bother with candy. Bring me a firearm.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm good with it. Now, what you brought, when you brought the weaponized women to us, you brought a cross-section of the multidiscipline world that is the gun world, the gun culture, if you will. And how many of them are going to be represented at SHOT Show? I've never been, so I mean, I'm genuinely asking that because I don't know.
All of them will be there, but for Catherine Gordon. Catherine is based in Maine, and this is part of her season, so she's not going to be at SHOT Show. However, we'll probably see if we can't do some kind of live Facebook or get her on the phone while we're out there so she can participate from afar. But everyone else is an active member of the firearms community and industry and is sponsored by numerous companies and entities, as well as having their own businesses within the firearms community. So all of the other ladies will be present at SHOT Show, and we'll have an opportunity to catch up with them there.
That's cool. I for me, this will be I'll be going around doing a whole lot of so you know, you sort of expect that. But on the other side, I'm also interested to see how many different denominations, if you will, there are within the gun industry show, because isn't the NRA show more of a consumer-driven show than SHOT Show? SHOT Show is for the gun industry itself to see what that there's available out there to the newest, greatest, latest, that kind of stuff.
That's right. SHOT Show is business to business, and some media as well. Media Pilly is a big part of it, actually. But it is for businesses to do business together and to launch and announce new products. And, of course, we do that at NRA, too. However, the NRA show is open to the public. So the nice thing about NRA is the pressure's off by NRA, and everybody's much more relaxed. And you get to meet people who you may have, you know, been engaged with online through social media or people you've had in classes, and you get to run into each other there. And the vibe at NRA is different than the vibe at SHOT Show.
Yeah.
They're both fun. They're both very unique experiences.
Cool. Well, I'll be finding out in a few days anyway. I'll be finding
Wear
out.
Wear your comfortable days. Shoes, Bill, because you're going to put on some miles.
Is it enormous? Is it bigger than the Atlanta venue was for NRA?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Exponentially.
Mm-hmm. I'm bringing ASICS running shoes, although I don't plan on running.
It happens periodically. When you realize that the booth for your next meeting is a half a mile in the other direction, you've got 10 minutes to get there, you walk at SHOT Show pace.
Well, see, here's the thing. This is a way we can make some money. I think we ought to go to SHOT Show and buy a little fleet of those little, like, golf carts or something, and have a perimeter track set up, and we can be the SHOT Show shuttle. So, I mean... You run that past Charles and see what he thinks about that. We're going on the last break of the hour, and we're talking with Tatiana Whitlock, pre-SHOT Show, the weaponized woman herself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking with Tatiana Whitlock of, it'd be easier. She doesn't work at the Dairy Queen. Everywhere else she works. She works everywhere else, but the Dairy Queen. And I don't know what you got planned on for tomorrow, so who knows. Anyway, there's a couple of things I wanted to ask you about in the industry as a whole. Who makes the best shirts for concealed carry? Because I don't know who they are.
The best shirts?
The best shirts.
Honestly, for guys, I would have to say, depending on your body type and build, and this is true for women, I think that 5.11 has made some fantastic apparel that's priced really affordably,
right,
and that fits a wide range of body types. They really have some features within that product line for men's button downs that are actually snaps that, you know, are disguised as buttons. But the construction of the sleeves is very intelligent. The material itself has a little give. The pockets are discreet and have a lot of versatility. And the most impressive thing is if you can draw without getting all bunched and bound up in your shirt. If you're able to present without getting all caught up and bound up in your shoulders when you present the pistol, you have a successful shirt. And 5.11 took those things into consideration when they built the apparel for the guys, and they did a great job. The women's apparel, they've got some great outerwear. They've got some comfortable wear, athletic wear, you know, for range stuff. So if you're into tactical yoga pants, 5.11 makes some good stuff. It's a personal preference thing if you like that. But as far as women's shirts go, we have so many options, it's not even funny. And there's no one brand because just walk around the mall. You know, the way we can dress is actually far, we've got so many more options than you guys have, believe it or not. And yet we're told that it's so hard for us to carry concealed.
Right.
You know, unless you feel like wearing a pleated blouse with a light polka dot or paisley pattern on it, you know, we've got all those options where you guys don't necessarily.
Now, when you carry concealed, do you carry inside or outside the waistband?
I carry inside the waistband. It just gives me some additional, the material of the pant gives it some additional disguise. So that's my personal preference.
What do you think about these pants that come with the holster built into the pocket?
I haven't personally experienced one, and I tend to reserve judgment until I've had an opportunity to work with things, and I will give every product the benefit of the doubt. But I have some reservations about those types of garments because they typically tend to bury the gun in a pocket
Right.
And most people get hung up on the entrance to the pocket, and therefore they fumble trying to get to the gun. So it all comes down to the construction of the pocket, the seams, the hems, how things are made so that you don't end up like a monkey with your hand in a jar.
Right.
And you can't get the gun out. So it's one of those, if the construction is correct and the holster actually truly does support the gun and it doesn't bulge and make you look awkward and induce a weird limp or a shuffle, then you may have a viable option.
Right. The reason I ask, I have tried a pair, and it would hide the Nighthawk Falcon. It was
very
deep.
Cool.
It was deep, but you could draw it. Now, you were not a quick draw. Now, the problem I found with them is if you're sitting down, like in a car, right? If that's the way you're carrying your gun, you're sitting down in a car. So I sort of abandoned that. The other problem I found with them is that they shrunk up to where, you know, my sister could not have worn them when she was 14.
Oh, so, dear. That's
yeah,
a problem.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a full-figured kind of guy, so when they fit right when I got them, and they started shrinking up. Otherwise, I like the design, but except for that sitting thing. So is there a way to carry that you recommend to your students that works in all postures?
Yes, and yes and no. The way I fit students with a carry position is based on their body type. So if you have some love going on in the front, I don't want to have you carrying appendix if it's going to orient the muzzle into your body.
Right.
Right. That'd be an inappropriate carry position.
Did you say some love going on in the front? Is that what you said?
Yeah, well, how else am I supposed to put that delicately? You know, I don't want to, like, hurt the guy's feelings sometimes to think. But, like, let's say you got a little extra love going on up front. Then we're talking about, you know, you're probably talking, if you're a right-handed person, we're not going to go cross-draw appendix. We're now encroaching closer to the hip or square onto the hip or 3:30, 4 o'clock maximum. And then, you know, for folks who have a little flatter front or you may have some shape to the front. You're more rounded, not like you got a belly, but just have a rounder torso. And you can get away with appendix, but maybe not the traditional cookie-cutter appendix. Maybe you're biased to look closer to the belly button or a little closer to the hip, or your cross-draw, which is how I can pull off carrying full-size 1911. That tends to be the most comfortable. Where people get messed up, and this is a constant problem, is they wear the wrong apparel and expect the gun to work. You have to make sure your apparel supports the gun properly,
right,
positions it properly against your body, or you will fail. You will be uncomfortable. You won't want to do it. You'll print unnecessarily. And so you do have to make some wardrobe considerations. But that's the easy part.
What do you think is small of the back?
I am not a fan.
Well, here's the problem for me with small of the back, okay? When I obviously had scoliosis when I was a child, and this was before anybody knew how to spell it. So I was never treated for it. So now I have this little sway in my back where I can hide a Barrett. So hiding a pistol is no big deal. And I have found that the easiest way for me to conceal any gun, no matter what its size, would be small of the back. Now, I understand all the talk and everything that's going on about, you know, what if you fall on it? I'm pretty sure it's going to hurt no matter where I fall because I'm getting old, so I don't know how much of a difference that makes. But if you could find somebody that could actually fight from that position, would you tell them, no, don't do that?
Here's why I tell my students I discourage small of the back. The problem with small of the back is you're never not going to have a safety violation with small of the back. You are always going to cover yourself. You're going to cover somebody else. As soon as you draw, you don't have the gun anywhere close to your line of sight. It's actually on the opposite side of your fighting side. So we've got a host of problems. It's also one of the most challenging places to carry and train at a range or in and around other people, because it's not a range-safe carry position to be drawing from, to practice from. You cannot see the holster to clear any obstructions from it to reholster, and that becomes a major issue.
Right.
You don't see it. You know, that's part of the reason why my reholster looks the way it does. You have to visually make sure that your finger is, in fact, where it belongs and not right. on the trigger. You need to visually inspect the holster. You need to verify that it is clear and there's nothing in its way. No, none of those little pull ties or the tail of your shirt or part of your jacket or, you know, whatever. You got to make sure that that's... there's nothing there because you don't want to have a negligent discharge from something you didn't see. So it's fraught with problems. It can be done. It's not something I would encourage a beginner or somebody new to concealed carry to pursue. And it's also not my favorite for those reasons, because if you can't practice it on a regular basis, how is that going to serve you?
I don't know. They used to do that on Strike Back on Showtime all the time. That's the way they all carried their guns. So I just thought that'd be the way I could do it.
Well, you know, it looks cool.
It does look cool. It does. The thing about it, though, I look at these guys and I see these dudes wearing like these skin tight T-shirts and these skin tight pants, and it looks like they were spray painted on, and then they're going to hide a Sig 226 in the back.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's some movie magic.
I guess so. But see, for me, it's not really movie magic. I could do it, Tatiana. So anyway.
I believe you could. And we could do a video. You'd look amazing.
I'm sure. Well, not if I'm doing it right, because here's Bill's back. Do you see a gun? Nobody sees a gun. Drinks on me. That'd be the end of the video. So then, you know. You can catch, you're going to be at the Aimpoint booth.
Yes, I am. I'll be at Aimpoint on Wednesday and Thursday from noon to 1. I'll be at the Nighthawk booth and pretty much every morning, all week and parts of the day throughout the day. We're doing a number of media interviews and videos there. I'll also be working with agency at the agency party. I think I get to blow up a Winnebago. I think
Yay.
That's a rumor. I know. And then the A Girl and a Gun ladies will be all over the show. We get to meet with sponsors, and we get to meet with a bunch of the facilitators and ladies who are members that are going to be at this show as well. Many of them are also well connected within the industry. And then we will also be there. I will also be there representing Gap Marketing for a bunch of our clients, who many of which are sponsors of this show.
And I'm including very excited. Me. I'm its client as well. So we'll be out there circulating. Go see her at Aimpoint. Go see her at Nighthawk. I'll be seeing you there too. Thank you for joining me this evening. All right. Hour number 3 is coming up. That's Jeff Knox, Firearm Policy, or Firearm Coalition. We'll be right back.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the armored republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.